It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we're here for the Friday night beer blog, July 4th edition, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe it's going to be July? Like, well, tomorrow? It is July. Well, full disclosure, we are recording this a night early. It's Thursday night, not Friday, because Pickle and I here are vamoosing off the premises and going somewhere for a few days. And, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm ready to unplug for a bit.
Yeah, I haven't been anywhere since we went to North Carolina for our anniversary last year. Last September is the last time I've been anywhere.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes. Think
out
about
of state,
it.
You mean out of state?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to my mom's. Does that count?
It's not out of state.
Yeah, that's the last time I was out of state. Yeah.
Oh, that's not true.
I
remember. I can't believe I remembered.
What?
Where you went to Tennessee.
When?
For that conference.
I was there for 3 hours.
But you still went out of state.
I literally was there for 3 hours.
And I told you to spend
back.
The night, but you didn't. You were too cheap. Didn't want to buy a hotel. So you drove all the way back.
Well, no, I was home by 10 o'clock. So it's kind of like, you know, at night. So what good would it have done to...
I don't know. It was your opportunity to get away.
Well, plus I had to be at work the next morning. So anyway. So this is the Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the reading of my weekly blog to Mike while we drink a beer. Click. What are we drinking tonight, Mike? I mean, this is Thursday, so this is a big deal. We're drinking beer on a Thursday night. We usually don't do that. We only drink on the weekends. But we are officially on vacay, so beer away.
Yep.
On the vacay.
This is our Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. It's brought to you by whom? Mike.
Mile Wide, of course.
Yeah, what are we drinking tonight?
We had a bouquet and a Noma.
Yes, and these are both seasonal, right? They're not year-round?
No, they're not year-round. There's a double New England Northeast IPA and just a normal.
That's the bouquet.
Yep, and a normal Noma.
Noma.
Northeast IPA.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's good stuff. And I don't know, man, something weird about drinking on a Thursday night, but I'm about it.
Yeah, it's
but we can't
sleep.
Let it become a habit, though.
No.
Okay. Are you ready for this week's Friday Night Beer Block? You know, it would have been really easy not to record something this week and just,
I
like,
was hoping
and just,
to
like,
get
throw
a vacation.
Up a, well, you are going to be on vacation.
No, I was like a vacation from this.
You know, I'm one of those creatures of habit. I just...
Are you kidding me? I'm like the king of the rut.
You're the king of the rut, but this is a little different. I don't know. I would have felt weird putting up a replay. Well, especially because I had written this blog for last week, and there were some things that went on, and so I had to talk about voting and people getting out to vote. If you want to see any kind of change. So I did that, reread that blog that had not gotten the podcast treatment last week. And I pushed last week's blog to this week. And so it was written already. And so here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
And this is the 72nd, right?
You know, I didn't change that on the,
and
on the thing.
Is it?
Well, see, this says the 71st, but I think
edit,
you're right.
I think this is the second.
I think it's the 72nd because I had to push it a week. All right. So the title of this week's blog is, What's with the Friday Night Beer Blog, the FMBB anyway?
Oh, my.
Oh. July 1st. See, I dated it for tomorrow because this is actually going to...
You're
going to
release it tomorrow.
I'm going to release it tomorrow.
It's release date. not record date.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Oh, that works. Hey, give me a... I like that. The 72nd official Friday Night Beer Blog. You ready?
Yep.
You know, it's easy for me to assume that everyone that is reading or listening is totally aware of what the Friday Night Beer Blog is. And it's easy to assume that because Mike and I are here every Friday, see?
The rut.
And we start out every FMBB podcast by explaining that this is the weekly reading of my blog that I write on life in general and that I read it to my husband Mike on Friday nights, preferably drinking a beer. And why do I read it? Say it with me.
Because some people don't like to read.
Subheading, the rest of the story. Every story has a beginning. And again, I know that story, but you might not. So snuggle up, snuggies. You ready? As I was nearing the end of my 50th year, I had an existential crisis, or what Brené Brown calls a spiritual breakdown slash awakening. I had been working in a creative community for nearly 30 years, but was feeling stale. I was telling stories every day, but I was telling someone else's story, and it felt like I could never get it right. Right then and there, I felt this elephant of a thing on my chest, that a change needed to happen sooner rather than later. I mean, it was that instantaneous for me, Mike. I mean, it had been coming, but all of a sudden, one day that
I've always felt that way. So I'm like, I'm just waiting for the pressure to be lifted.
All you got to do is make a change. It, you know, if you don't make a change, you're making a choice.
No, I was just saying, it's ever since the day that I proposed to you.
Oh, dang.
All right, sorry.
Ouch, ouch.
That was pressure, man. Pressure.
I wanted to write. But I had been telling someone else's stories for so long that I felt like my own stories weren't important or that they would be wrong. I sucked it up long enough to start this blog anyway, but I didn't tell anybody about it. And talk about the amount of straight up flop sweat from stress the first time I hit publish. Hit publish and walk away. I did it and it felt like a victory, even if no one knew about it. It's the little things. Subheading, then I told my best friend. Who's that, Mike?
Me?
Me? After about 4 months of writing this weekly blog about life and stories from my past, I got up the nerve to mention it in passing to the pickle. That I was writing a blog and that I had created a website. He had no idea, but wasn't surprised because I've been known to just do stuff. Yeah. You know, you weren't surprised, right?
No.
You're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
He asked if I would read it to him. It was a Friday night. We were drinking a beer. The stage was set. Can you hear the dog snoring? Mm-hmm. So I read that week's blog. I don't remember which one it was, but he laughed in all the right parts and he made suggestions to make it better and he told me to publish. It became a ritual. Every Friday night. It was our...
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Exactly. It was our thing. When so many other couples look to find something that keeps them connected. Because this blog wasn't just about me. It was about him. It was about us and our kids and so on and so on. He hadn't thrown up over it. So I began to post on Instagram and Facebook about it. Some friends read it and encouraged me to keep going. And there's something about that external validation that is so needed. And so I persisted. Subheading. The FMBB podcast is born. Spring 2022 brought the homebound pandemic and days that extended with no end in sight. Somehow during the year, I'd been talked into starting a podcast. Actually, all it took was for someone to suggest it to me, and I was in. I had come a long way from being scared to let people know that I had posted a blog. But no matter how confident you are, it is never easy to put yourself out there in any way, shape, or form. So I started this pretty vulnerable yet educational podcast for women over 50 called The New Old You. And I felt that I needed to get as many episodes up as possible to beef up my library so people could find me. So then it hit me. How much more trying to find the new old you is it than what we're talking about in the Friday Night Beer blog? So I told Mike that we would start recording our beer sessions for the podcast. The response? I don't think Mike was super happy about being dragged into this. Yes. But he's a good sport, and now he secretly loves it.
Yeah. I just didn't know that it was going to be like a J-O-B.
That you don't get any C-A-S-H like, for.
Yeah, exactly. And no P-T-O.
Like, sorry.
Can I take Friday off?
No. Nope. Subheading, what I've learned. We joke that we only have about 8 listeners, mostly family. And
they come and go.
and it's probably pretty true. But I don't see that lack of an audience to be a huge factor in the fact that we are creating something together. We're creating something together, Mike. Some week it sucks, I admit. But some weeks...
Yeah, and you give me shit when it sucks. Well,
but some weeks are really funny. And someday it's going to be a window for our children into their parents' lives at 50-something. A legacy for them, as it were. Suffice it to say, I learn a lot about myself sitting down to write this little blog every week. Many people would have trouble coming up with something to write about every week, but I'm always asking myself, how do I choose? Life is full and complex and stuffed with so many things, good and bad, and they all have a story. Some that you will agree with and some you won't, but that's okay. We're all just here learning and growing and trying to be the best versions of ourselves that we can. All I know is that I found the creative outlet that I was craving so badly. And each week, it allows me to express myself in ways I never thought I would be able to do in the past. And I feel so free. So thank you, dear reader or dear listener, for coming back week after week to laugh with us. We feel the love. Okay, Mike. Right. You know, I had never done kind of a... I think it's good to reintroduce what the hell we got going on here. I mean, we put it up every week and we assume that someone that finds it knows what the hell we're doing. But I mean, I think it's good to do a little touch base and say, well, this is why we're doing it. You know, this is why it's here.
Mm-hmm.
So
you never know when people are inserted into this. So yeah, it's good to ground them and take them back to the beginning.
Yeah. And no better time than the present because we've been doing, I guess it's been about a year and a half. Well, let's see, we're on 72. Number 70, yeah.
52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
So that's 20. Weeks over so that. We're not quite year and a half.
We're not math people, y'all.
I was counting on my fingers. I got my toes.
Yeah. So I mean, that's something. We should do something at 100. Oh my God, that's assuming we get to 100. That's like after the first of the year, though. Oh heavens. Ugh. It'll be here before you know it, though.
God, I hate winter.
Yeah. Oh, it's only July.
I know. You got me dreading it now.
Oh, anyway. So we hope that you all have wonderful plans for the 4th of July. And make sure you stay safe and enjoy your family. Enjoy a day off of work. I'm going to enjoy more than one day off of work because I'm on vacay, baby. I'm excited. I mean, only part of the week we're going to be gone. I am going to be home next week. And so part of my vacay is a staycay. And I'm good with that because there is a shit ton of stuff that I just don't have time to get done on a regular basis. So, yeah, I got some little projects to do. And I cannot wait to take them off of my to-do list. It's not that I want them done. It's that I want them off of my list of things to do. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. I've got a million of those things, too.
Yeah. So, but it's good. It's good. All right, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. And if you have, make sure that you go give it some sort of star rating.
Five star.
You know, I think my new goal, and I can't really say it's a goal because I have no control over it at all. I would love to have 100 people go and give the podcast a star rating. Whatever it is, I prefer five. But, you know, if it's just whatever, I just want people to take the time to go and do it. I currently have 36 ratings. So that means I need
67.
Like I said, we are not math people. Here, let me get my toes out for you to count.
Let me take a sip of beer.
Yeah, that's going to make you smarter. No, that is, how many did I say I had? 36. So that's 64. 60. I need 64 people to go rate this podcast just for the hell of it. I mean, why the hell not? Just do it. Throw me a bone, for God's sake.
And we may even consider that 100 to be like 90 or 84. Or, I don't know.
Whatever. You know, whatever it
math.
Is. Math. You know, math. All right, everybody. Yeah, go do that. And guess what? We're going to be here again next week. Right, Mike? All right, till then, everybody. See ya.
See ya.